This Wednesday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Cancer Free Economy Network will host a virtual town hall on PFAS incineration. The Capital Region learned in 2020 that the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator in Cohoes had been burning PFAS containing AFFF firefighting foam for 2 years. PFAS is a forever chemical that is bioaccumulative, meaning that once it enters your body, it accumulates and doesn't leave. For more information on Wednesday's event, we're joined by event panelist and Cohoes resident, Joe Ritchie. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what Wednesday's event is about. Give us a preview.
Yeah, so Wednesday I was invited by some panelists, the Cancer Free Economy, to go to this event because of our experiences at Lights Out Norlite with the Norlite Hazardous Waste Incinerator, incinerating all of their AFFF chemicals. And I was invited because of my outwardly expression that what they did was wrong, and to provide a little bit more insight as to what the EPA should be doing national, what should be happening nationally, and what should be happening at the state level to protect the citizens who live nearby these areas. And oftentimes these people are of low income or are people of color. So I'm just here to provide voice for those who have not had their voices heard.
We're also joined by Capital Region resident Dave Pablo, who has been working on a documentary on this issue ever since we learned about the AFFF burning at Norlite. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thanks.
Dave, can you tell us, give us a preview about what you'll be discussing at Wednesday's panel?
Sure. I'm going to be talking mostly about some of the policy stuff that is behind how, you know, PFAS got to be such an issue. So I'll be talking about the Toxic Substances Control Act. And I'm mainly going to be drawing on the material that I came across in researching the documentary. So it should be pretty accessible to, you know, the layperson, because that's what I was when I came into this from the start.
Now, the Capital Region learned about Norlite's burning of AFFF in early 2020. Dr. David Bond, who will also be on the event on Wednesday, did a released samples of soil and water looking for PFAS chemicals. And then the DEC also did an 8-month study looking at soil and water samples. Is this issue resolved? What are the lingering questions for that concern residents near Norlite almost 2 years after we learned about this?
Well, yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, sorry. I'll say really quickly, you know, one of the issues is that there are no federal or state parameters to say what is dangerous and what is not. So a lot of times people can come up with their numbers, as the state of New York has, and has refuted these studies that Dr. Bond has conducted. And the issue is that people we are seeing, Dr. Bond and Bennington College has conducted near the Norlite area. And I think the EPA actually just came out within the last month that even lower quantities of PFAS are exceedingly dangerous. So there needs to be some direct action. What is really considered a dangerous level, and some regulations that can finally say these are acceptable levels and these are not, so we can stop playing this ping pong of what is dangerous and what is not.
Dave, comment?
Yep. So what I can add to that is that I definitely think that it's unresolved. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the DEC, when they did their supposedly comprehensive study of PFAS at Norlite, I think deliberately avoided testing two specific areas, which would have been hot spots for PFAS to collect. One of those is a thing that they refer to as the block mix pile. It's basically a massive pile of powdery hazardous waste that Norlite has been keeping in one location on the grounds of the Norlite plant for the last 30 years. And it's where all the residue from their pollution control system gets dumped. There's a legal exemption called the Bevel Amendment that supposedly allows them to use that material as a saleable product, but it's loaded with hazardous waste if it's, you know, based at all on what they have been burning over the years. And we're talking, you know, heavy metals, lead, arsenic, mercury, things like that. Basically anything that their pollution control system captured would be in that pile. And then the other place, and so the DEC, when they were doing their comprehensive study, they did not test anywhere in or around that pile, despite them knowing obviously exactly how Norlate operates. And then the other place that they didn't test is in the Mohawk River near a location called Outfall 6. And Outfall 6 is where all the wastewater from that pollution control system was piped for, I'm not sure whether it's the full, you know, 3 decades plus of Norlite's operation burning this stuff, or, you know, whether it was, you know, more recent, but it definitely does include the period when they were burning PFAS. And so the likelihood of a water-loving contaminant like PFAS staying stuck to wastewater and making its way into the Mohawk and then thereafter into the Hudson is, I think, very high. So the DEC, I think, has been deliberately trying to mislead the public.
In 2020, New York State passed a state ban on burning AFFF. So Norlite will not be able to burn AFFF in the future, but we know that other incineration facilities in the United States are very likely burning this material and possibly other PFAS containing materials. What sorts of lessons have we learned from Norlite that we want to see happen in or not happen in other areas of the US?
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons that we can learn is that there has to be public input when this stuff is occurring. A lot of times this stuff goes behind the backs of residents who live literally 100 feet away, and they only find out that they've been drinking contaminated PFAS water 10 years later. It's unacceptable. This stuff should not be burned where people are living and or incinerated in general, because there is no science to support that these chemicals can be incinerated. They're meant to take out fires. They're not meant to be incinerated in a fire. So we really have to figure out what's the science saying, and how can we protect local residents who should not have to bear the burden of PFAS effects for years to come, if not for the rest of their lives.
Dave?
Yep. What I would add to that is that what's lacking in all of this, even at this late date, is transparency. And that is necessary for all of any sort of regulatory structure to succeed. So for example, David Bond, I think, would add that, you know, in their studies, they found, first of all, the 2 million plus pounds of AFFF that the Department of Defense sent over to Norlite. But then they also found that there was at least 5.5 million gallons of tainted wastewater contaminated with PFAS that was sent to Norlite for processing. And they also found that there are essentially blending sites, right? So one of the things that the Department of Defense can do is they send their waste, and other entities can do this as well, but they send their waste to chemical mixing blending sites, and those sites basically sign off on the document. So as far as Department of Defense is considered, the issue is done. Then they take those materials, they mix them in with other substances, and then they ship those mixtures out to different incinerators around the country. Those incinerators are basically going through a channel that is on paper completely above board. And so they don't have to be concerned about necessarily what's in those wastes because they're supposed to fit within certain parameters. In that sense, it's possible that Norlite even now is receiving like those blended mixtures and incinerating them, and they might contain PFAS. They don't know. So all of this stuff needs to be just completely transparent to the public, not just the regulatory bodies, but to the public at large.
To see a map of where those fuel blending sites that Dave is referring to and other incinerators that have accepted PFAS containing AFFF, you can go to bennington.edu/AFFF, and we'll go to Joe for the final comment. Joe?
Yeah, and I would also like to add too, with Norlite, a lesson that we can learn is that the state of New York literally had no idea if incinerating AFFF at Norlite would work. We were able to successfully find emails through a FOIL, Freedom of Information, and they pretty much were going back and forth with Norlite to see if this would work. And they admitted to Norlite that, well, there's no evidence to suggest that this could work, but it would be great to see if Norlite could do it. So let's stop using local residents as your guinea pigs for these tests and conduct them in the appropriate locations that they should be conducted, either in a lab or a controlled environment, not in the open air where people, children, elderly are living.
So Dave Pueblo and Joe Ritchie will be panelists at the PFAS Incineration Town Hall happening Wednesday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can register at facebook.com/lightsoutnorlite. And I want to thank Joe and Dave for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.